Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and let us hope it is a great day when they rescue these people from the submersible, the Titan, though it looks extraordinarily grim. It's such a strange story, and the people involved are so compelling when you read about them. And the idea of spending $250,000 to go down some 2 miles, and that's what it is, 2 miles down below the surface of the ocean, and they say that the weight of water on top of people, if they are at the bottom of the ocean somewhere, as people assume that they are, that weight of water is the equivalent of two different Empire State Buildings. Pressing on the people who are caught in the submersible. We will bring you the latest. There was some good news last night. Apparently some noise, some sound that was picked up, and they were apparently the Coast Guards and the Navy and all of the resources that have been deployed to rescue people. Some of that was encouraging. But now it turns out maybe they didn't have the 96 hours of time that they had. And we will bring you the very latest and certainly any news as it breaks on the search going on for the submersible vessel that disappeared en route to the Titanic, which extraordinarily goes to the continued fascination with that particular grim ship. Meanwhile, there is also new polling data which shows that President Trump is way ahead, but with softer support than he had before, and people who are even planning to vote for him who are more concerned about what happens with the ongoing indictments that he is facing, and perhaps some new indictments. And then much more about difficulties with Hunter Biden. And, Hunter Biden is such a poor example of how a president's family member could conduct himself. But it's interesting, there are a lot of articles about other presidential family members who have behaved disgracefully. This may be a new peak, however, given the fact that there was over $2 million in taxes that he simply ignored, didn't pay, didn't report. He now has, apparently, he paid back in 2021, the Republicans in the House and in the Senate are absolutely determined to continue following up on the investigations of Hunter Biden and any involvement, particularly with foreign money. There is also a question here, and it's in the New York Times and in the Wall Street Journal both, which GOP candidates are going to be the first ones to drop out. We'll be talking to the author of one of those pieces, David Byer of the New York Times, coming up on the Michael Medved Show. And it's not necessarily the ones that you think. It's not, Vivek Ramaswamy. He seems to have gotten already the 40,000 people he needs to have contributed to his campaign, despite the fact that he's contributing $100 million of his own money. He may very much stay on. And then there is a great deal more about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's trying to become a serious candidate. He certainly is getting a great deal of publicity. There is a tremendous piece based upon an interview that was done on NBC which describes him as the conspiracy candidate. Interesting. And then there's another question raised by Brett Stevens, columnist, about Robert F. Kennedy and what his current surge in the polls everywhere means to the state of the country at the moment. But then again, there's the candidate himself laying out his vision for a new direction for American foreign policy in a foreign policy speech. This is the candidate for president, never held public office before, but he is certainly from a family that knows something about public office and something about foreign policy. Listen on his new direction for American foreign policy, clip 3.
Like teenagers playing World of Warcraft, these warmongers inside U.S. leadership drop war games and scenarios and pretend that a nuclear war is winnable. That is a dangerous lie. It's an illusion that my uncle's defense secretary, Robert McNamara, called mass psychosis. These individuals do not appreciate what John F. Kennedy understood when he said that of nuclear war, quote, all that we have built, all that we have worked for, would be destroyed in the first 24 hours. Even one nuclear explosion spreads radioactivity around the world. Can you imagine the consequence of a full nuclear exchange? President Kennedy did.
Okay, and we're glad to hear that he is opposed to a full nuclear exchange. But then again, he related our problems to things like the war on cancer or the war on climate change. Listen, this is clip 4.
We have internalized and institutionalized a reflex of violence as the response for any and all crises. Everything becomes a war. The war on drugs, the war on terror, the war on cancer, the war on climate change. This way of thinking predisposes us to wage endless wars abroad, wars and coups and bombs and drones and regime change operations, and support for paramilitaries and juntas and dictators. None of this has made us safer, and none of it has burnished our leadership or our moral authority.
Okay, but the war on drugs actually made real progress. It got rid of the crack epidemic that was driving the high crime rates in New York City and elsewhere. And he's opposed to the war on cancer, the idea that we should commit attention and focus and resources to trying to make progress in the medical treatment of the dread disease. And then he concludes by talking about Russia, where he is not a supporter of our efforts to save Ukraine. This is Robert Kennedy Jr. again, clip 5.
Their belligerent strategy of maximum confrontation extends beyond Russia to China, where the same group within our government hopes to use Taiwan as a geopolitical pawn, the same way they used Iraq and Syria and now Ukraine, to further a vain fantasy of world domination through violent confrontation. Let's leave off geopolitics for a moment and take the matter of war and peace a little deeper. President Kennedy understood that peace begins with our basic attitudes and beliefs. He spoke of the futility of passively waiting for the other side to become enlightened. We, quote, we must examine our own attitudes, he said, as individuals and as a nation, for our attitude is as essential to theirs, end quote. He said, begin by looking inward. Yes, back in 1963, a politician really said that. A political leader.
That's Robert F. Kennedy speaking on his vision on foreign policy. So what does this campaign mean? What does it come to? Brett Stevens says, take Bobby Kennedy Jr. seriously, not literally. What does that mean? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
And I mentioned earlier that regarding Robert Francis Kennedy II, the Robert Kennedy Jr. who is running for president, who is now reached over 20% of the Democratic and Democratic-leaning voters, say they're planning to vote for RFK, and particularly regarding New Hampshire, it's considered that in New Hampshire, where Republicans can vote in a Democratic primary. That if Republicans are disgusted with choices between, say, Trump and DeSantis, they can jump over and vote for RFK Jr. After all, he has been a supporter, RFK Jr., of Tucker Carlson. He has Tulsi Gabbard, who has some conservative following on his side. She could be his candidate for vice president. The NBC piece by Brandi Zadrozny, it's a lengthy piece. She had a long interview with RFK Jr. while they were going on a hike in the Santa Monica Mountains out behind West L.A. And she writes, "The world has recently been gripped by conspiracy theories, many of which Kennedy has helped to spread. Ones that imagine clouds as government-sprayed chemicals." We always used to get calls about contrails during Conspiracy Day when we had it. "Cellular networks as surveillance plots and life-saving vaccines as poison." And again, it's not just the COVID vaccines, and it's not just Dr. Fauci that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is against. He started long before with his anti-vaccine militancy. He started long before those items even came up, long before we even had a pandemic. There is a piece by Brett Stevens, and I mentioned "Take Bobby Kennedy Jr. Seriously, Not Literally." Subheading is, "Could a challenger to Biden be the Eugene McCarthy of 2024? I've spoken about this because that was part of my most vivid political memories when I was a kid involved in the campaign of 1968, in which I was actually a supporter of Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s father, the former Attorney General, the senator from New York. In any event, Brett Stevens writes, "In 1968, Senator Eugene McCarthy challenged Lyndon Johnson for the Democratic presidential nomination and ran a close second in the New Hampshire primary. The near upset by McCarthy, a Minnesota progressive, helped convince Johnson that he shouldn't run for re-election, opening the way for Robert F. Kennedy. History might have been very different if tragedy hadn't intervened that June at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles. Could a similar scenario, minus any violence, unfold again with President Biden in the role of LBJ, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in the role of McCarthy, and a more credible Democrat than Kennedy in the role of his dad, ultimately winning the nomination? There are good reasons to doubt it," writes Brett Stevens. "There are also good reasons to wish for it, which is why I find myself in the weird position of cheering a candidate whose politics I detest and whose grip on reality I question. Among the reasons for doubt, Kennedy is a crank. His long-held anti-vaccine views sit poorly with most Democrats. He has said the CIA killed his uncle and possibly his father, that George W. Bush stole the 2004 election, and that COVID vaccines are Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci's self-enrichment scheme. He repeats Kremlin propaganda points, like the notion that the war in Ukraine is actually a U.S. war against Russia. Further reason, we aren't living in 1968, writes Brett Stevens, or even 1967. Thousands of draftees aren't being killed in a faraway war. Liberals have come to like Biden more during his presidency, whereas they came to like Johnson a lot less. McCarthy was a serious man who had held office for nearly 20 years when he challenged Johnson. Kennedy is a princeling activist with a very troubled past who has never held elective office." The most obvious message, he writes, about Kennedy's sudden surge in popularity and the sudden energy behind his campaign. And by the way, we, of course, have invited him to join us on the show if he ever chooses to. The most obvious message from RFK has been one that many Democrats want to wish away. Biden is a weak candidate against almost any Republican, including Trump, And he's probably even weaker with Kamala Harris as his running mate. 66% of registered voters think Biden is too old to be president. And 59% have doubts about his mental fitness, according to a Harvard Caps Harris poll conducted last week. 63% think the economy is on the wrong track. 33% of voters cite inflation as their chief concern. Only 19% cite guns and 11% women's rights. If an election were held now, Harris found, Trump would get 45% of the vote to Biden's 39%, with 15% undecided. Trump's federal indictment seems to have barely made a dent. Now, what he writes is this. He says, these numbers are terrible. And that's despite declining inflation and rock-bottom unemployment. What happens to Biden's candidacy if the economy takes a turn for the worse in the next 12 months? Or if a foreign adversary springs its own version of the Tet Offensive on this administration? And big headline in Newsweek, conservatives embrace Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And there's more. And it continues. So if you're, by the way, one of those people who's enthusiastic about Robert F. Kennedy, give us a call at some point today. Because it is a mystery to actually talk about it, especially when there are so few principles that Robert F. Kennedy enunciates or puts forward that are in any way conservative. He is a big government, high taxes guy, and very much enthusiastically so. And the basic premises of conservatism, including, by the way, spending for national security and national defense, he's totally opposed to. And coming up, we're going to be talking about the alternatives, the people on not the Democratic side who are running against Joe Biden, but people who are running against Joe Biden on the Republican side. Who is going to be the first one to drop out from the Republican primary field, which has a dozen people in it now? We will talk about that with David Beiler of the Washington Post coming up on the MedVet Show.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update.
This is a search and rescue mission, 100%.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick on the hunt for that small submarine carrying five people that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. He says five vessels are involved in the search and five more are on the way. It's 12 and a half years in prison for Danny Rodriguez, a January 6th defendant who pleaded guilty to several charges, including using a stun gun on a D.C. police officer. On the investigation of Hunter Biden, Attorney General Merrick Garland says when he got the job, he promised,
I would leave this matter in the hands of the United States Attorney, who was appointed by the previous president.
Garland says that is still the story now that Hunter Biden has reached a plea deal on tax and gun charges. For the first time, a majority, 52% of those surveyed by Gallup say they believe that where they live is a welcoming place for gay and lesbian people to live. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show David Byler, who is a data columnist focusing on elections, polling, demographics, and statistics. He joined the Washington Post in 2019. Before that, he had worked for Real Clear Politics and the Weekly Standard magazine, which I miss, actually, where he covered House, Senate, gubernatorial, and presidential elections. He has a new piece in the Washington Post, which is linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Headline, Haley, Scott, Burgum, we just had Governor Burgum on the show, Governor of North Dakota, and Ramaswamy, that would be Vivek Ramaswamy, which GOP candidate will drop out first? And it won't be just one who drops out, will it, David? I mean, they're going to thin out this herd a little bit, don't you think?
Yeah, so the general historical pattern, if you look at the data, suggests that the herd's going to thin. Some of it will be people who you might expect, people who are sort of, you know, taking an outside shot, just kind of trying for fame and fortune or running because they don't have anything better to do, right? There's going to be some also-rans that are in there. But the interesting thing when I was looking at the data was that oftentimes you get somebody with a really sharp resume that drops out before Iowa. You get somebody who seems to be in it for the branding or in it for the money or in it for whatever, staying in longer than some of the more serious candidates. So, you know, this question of who survives, who doesn't, it all gets scrambled pretty fast.
Well, you mention in your piece Scott Walker, a Midwestern governor who had won three elections in a row in Wisconsin and was considered to be a very serious candidate. So a lot of people thought he would win. He dropped out before Iowa. And then the same was true for Tim Pawlenty, who was back in 2008 a very serious candidate, governor of Minnesota, Republican governor, looked to be a comer in the Republican Party. What is it that drove them out before any votes were even cast?
I mean, I think it's making a serious run. So these candidates who have these strong resumes, like a Walker, like a Pawlenty, and I've got other examples in the piece, they stand up real campaign operations, right? They hire people. They think about ad buys. They figure out where they need volunteers in place, and they start ticking down the list, and they start doing these real things that cost money. And if they aren't getting traction, the people who are investing in them say, yeah, I'm pulling the plug. This isn't working. I'm going to look for somebody else. I want to invest in somebody who's actually going to be president. So a lot of people who run for president and make a real effort are kind of victims of actually trying in the first place. They burn through cash that they raised. They don't have enough to show for it, and then they're out.
And in terms of what we have right now, there's a general assumption that the more candidates who stay in the race, the better it is for Trump, because Trump has this solid base. It's about a third of the Republican Party. And with all these other candidates and all spending money and competing for votes, and Mike Pence and Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, with all of those folks, Chris Christie, maybe, who knows, doesn't that create a new pressure for people to drop out, because it's so widely assumed that a plethora of candidates basically just hands the nomination to Trump?
Yeah, so one sort of good shorthand to remember this and think about this with is the stronger the second place candidate gets, the more pressure there is for everybody else to drop out. So part of what happened in the 2016 primary when Trump won against the divided field was that there were a lot of different people who had a serious claim to that second place mantle, right? You had Ben Carson polling high for the longest. You had, you know, Rubio having the broadest appeal. You had Bush having the most money. You had Cruz with the clearest base, right? There were all these different people who said, hey, I'm actually the second place guy, and you need to clear out so that I can take on Trump. Now, in this primary, we might end up with something different. If DeSantis is someone who can, you know, make a comeback from his earlier missteps and can kind of consolidate himself as the second place finisher, there's going to be a lot of pressure from voters, from donors, from all sorts of angles for these second tier candidates that are below Trump and DeSantis to get out. Now, if DeSantis doesn't make a clear run for it, then there's going to be, you know, a whole scrum. There's going to be chaos. Nobody really knows what's going to happen if DeSantis sort of slips and stumbles. But that, I think, is what's going to decide if pressure is applied.
Who do you think is underrated in this field? Some of those folks who are drawing 1%, 2%. People like Asa Hutchinson, who has been running a somewhat enthusiastic campaign, the new candidate Doug Burgum, any of those people you think might break through in the weeks ahead?
I mean, I'm pretty short on Hutchinson. If you just look at him ideologically, he seems like a candidate that hasn't really adapted to the fact that we now live in the Trump era and not the Reagan era of the Republican Party. I guess you can make the case for Burgum because he has sort of this personal fortune amassed, so he can survive as long as he wants to survive and take as many bites as the apple as he wants. I think the useful thing to do here is divide in terms of survive and actually win. So I think a Tim Scott is somebody who, if he chooses to run a real campaign, has a genuine shot at winning. I think someone like Ramaswamy, who seems to be in it to sort of create his own personal brand, I think there's a pretty good chance he outlasts a lot of people who are more serious about actually becoming president.
There's a general assumption that if Trump did not win the nomination, he would go ahead and run as a third-party candidate. Do you think that's true of anybody else in this field? Someone, I'm thinking of Ramaswamy. He said he's going to spend $100 million of his own money on his campaign, and he certainly loves the spotlight. would he drop out and run as a third-party spoiler?
I'm not sure. I think that might damage his brand, right? Part of his brand is being extremely friendly and close to Trump. If memory serves, he has said that he would pardon Trump for everything that's going on with indictments and whatnot right now.
He'd do it on Inauguration Day.
That's what he said. I think with a lot of these people, you sort of have to follow what would help their brand the most. So one instructive example is Andrew Yang, right? In the 2020 Democratic primary, he is this, you know, entrepreneur. He's cultivating this sort of following that's his and his own, that's based on a lot of, you know, young men who are online. And when it comes time for Joe Biden to sort of start racking up wins, he drops out. And I think that's because he doesn't want to get seen as a spoiler. That's bad for his personal brand. But staying in way longer than he had a chance at winning was good for his brand. So that's the logic that I'm thinking through with someone like Ramaswamy. I don't know that he would do something to damage Trump in particular. I do think he would do things to profit himself.
Speaking of profiting himself, what happened to Andrew Yang and the Forward Party? Wasn't that supposed to be a big third party this time?
Boy, whenever someone starts a third party, they either have a grudge or nothing better to do, honestly. that was supposed to be something big, but, you know, he really flamed out with that New York mayoral primary. He just kind of stopped in his tracks. There are a lot of these other entrepreneur types that have done a lot better than Yang. Right top of mind is Ben Carson, who actually got a cabinet position out of it. Ron Paul made multiple presidential runs and sort of built his own little libertarian empire.
He did, and he has the brand. David Vilar, it is great to have you on again. We will continue the conversation coming up. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. This is Michael Medved, and when you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, fast food, that can make your body acidic, and every disease known to man can attack you and still win. Hospitals and doctors have nothing to unlock your immune system, but now there's Balance 7. With Balance 7, in just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. I use Balance 7 every day. Try Balance 7 and get $15 off your order. Plus a free bottle of my Smooth Skin for first-time gallon orders. Free shipping and a money-back guarantee. All you need to do is mention my name, Medved. Or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or visit balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better with Balance 7. Use the code word Medved.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is a brand new CNN poll done together with a number of other sources that says that Trump's support remains dominant in the field. He certainly looks like a likely winner for the Republican presidential nomination. But they report in this poll that support appears to have softened. What does that mean? Former President Donald Trump's support appears to have softened following his indictment and arrest on federal charges, according to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS. Most Americans approve of Trump's indictment stemming from his alleged mishandling of classified documents after leaving office, even as 71% say that politics played a role in that charging decision. Though Trump continues to lead the GOP field by a wide margin, they report, in the race for the Republican Party nomination for president, the poll suggests that his support has declined, as have positive views of him among Republican and Republican-leaning voters. Nearly a quarter now say they would not consider backing his candidacy under any circumstances. The survey also finds that those GOP-aligned voters not currently backing his 2024 bid have different views on his indictment and behavior than those in his corner. The figure here that is a stunning figure, and they're not entirely clear on that in reporting on this poll, is the idea that a quarter of all Republicans say they wouldn't support Trump under any circumstances. Now, if that means they wouldn't support him for the nomination, that's one thing. Is not a surprise, because there are obviously people who have not gotten on board the Trump train. There are all sorts of people who are just not likely to switch over from supporting Tim Scott or DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Mike Pence or one of the other candidates and switch over to Trump. That's you can see that. And he can win while losing that 25% of the Republican Party. If, however, these are people, now it says here that the wording, what they asked, they said, would you support Trump under any circumstances? And if 25% say no, meaning that includes his possible status as the nominee of the Republican Party, somebody who gets 25% of the party not to support you, you cannot win. It is simply impossible. When you look at all of the exit polling that has been done in all the recent elections for all of the major candidates. It's always single digits or single, it's, in other words, it's never more than 10% of the party that doesn't support the party's nominee. People tend, and by the way, that's something that Biden is counting on, because the parties, in terms of people who say they're Democrats as opposed to people who say they're Republicans, the Democrats have a slight edge now. But if any Republican who is seeing defectors from the Republican Party that are anywhere near 25% is just a dead duck. Overall, 47% of Republicans and Republican-leaning registered voters say Trump is their first choice for the party's nomination for president. That's down from 53% in May. Support for Florida Ron DeSantis held steady at 26% in the latest poll. So Trump has 47%, DeSantis 26%. That's a smaller gap, with former Vice President Mike Pence now rising to 9%, former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley at 5%, South Carolina Senator Jim Scott at 4%, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at 3%, all the remaining candidates at 1% or less. In addition to decline in support for Trump's candidacy, his favorability rating among Republican-aligned voters has dipped from 77% in May to 67% now, while the share who say they would not support him for the nomination under any circumstances has climbed from 18% in May to the 25% now. At the same time, there's been a similar increase in the share saying they would not back DeSantis under any circumstances. That's up 6 points to 21%. While the shares ruling out other top candidates have held roughly steady. Few in the GOP want to see Trump drummed out of the race or repudiated by his party in response to the indictment. A 54% majority of Republican and Republican-leaning voters say that Trump's conduct doesn't matter much to them, as they consider his candidacy, because a president's effectiveness matters more. And only 26% of Republican and Republican-leaning voters say that Trump should end his campaign in light of the indictments and the federal charges on felonies that he now faces, with an additional 16% saying he should end his campaign if he is convicted of federal crimes. In other words, you have a grand total of 42% of Republicans who say that if he's convicted of any of these crimes, he should back out of the race. Another poll that has better news for President Trump, 57%, according to Morning Consult, of potential Republican primary voters back the former president, and but they also show that his support for the presidential nomination has seen a slight decline from an all-time high of 61% in mid-May. Despite the small dip, Trump is still well ahead of Governor DeSantis. His closest competitor is backed by 20% of the party's electorate. The latest data also finds Chris Christie is becoming more unpopular the more he attacks Trump. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez's campaign launch didn't break through to most GOP voters. Most people don't even recognize Mayor Suarez's name. And former Vice President Mike Pence is now supported by 7% of the party's electorate, which, as with the other poll, the CNN poll, shows that he's gone up to some extent. The one thing that has to concern President Trump about what lies ahead is the possibility of another indictment soon concerning January 6th. Because January 6th, despite the fact that there are a lot of Trump loyalists who insist that, well, as Trump himself does, he said it was a beautiful day, and he's talking about pardoning a lot of the participants. there continue to be these convictions for literally hundreds of people. And there's a new conviction that's worth talking about, why it matters, because the guy named Daniel Rodriguez, who just got convicted and sentenced to 12 years in prison. Why? Because he was one of those people who specifically injured the Officer Fanon, who you may remember, who's testified everywhere, who was permanently crippled, harmed by the fighting on that day. And Rodriguez pleaded guilty in February to 4 felonies, including conspiracy and assaulting a police officer during the Capitol riot. Prosecutors initially sought a 14-year prison sentence, which was lengthier than most January 6th defendants due to the extent of Rodriguez's actions. U.S. court judge Amy Berman sentenced Rodriguez to 151 months in prison. That's 12 years. Rodriguez was also sentenced to 36 months of supervised release. He must also pay a $400 special assessment restitution in the amount of $2,000 to architect of the Capitol, as well as $96,927 to the Metropolitan Police Department for damages to the victim. Rodriguez was part of a Telegram group chat called the Patriots 45 MAGA Group, which advocated for violence against people perceived as liberal or communist ideologies or held positions of authority in the government. More of this comes out, especially given the nature of Rodriguez's speech on his sentencing, which we will get to. It's not going to be helpful to President Trump or this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.